Now, is there a superstar in your neck of the woods? Super Value Superstars is returning for a third year this year. And indeed, I want to actually speak to a woman who has excelled, indeed. Tracy Collins from Cookstown, chairperson of Team Aspie, who picked up the Community Group Superstar Award for her work in the local community, supporting young people who are facing challenges. And I think Tracy's available to have a conversation with us. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Frank.
Just remind us why you were honoured, Tracy. You are working there in Cookstown with young people who have some problems in their lives.
Yes, we are now a registered charity. Team Aspie works with 11 to 18 year olds who have Asperger's syndrome or who are on the autistic spectrum. We are in the process of launching an elder group for the ages of 18 to 24. So we're busy. We're all volunteers. And the majority of us within the committee and the main volunteer body are all parents of children who are on the autistic spectrum.
And are there many children in your area?
There's a vast amount of children and province-wide. We started off with just three families, and now we have over 100 registered as Team Aspie members. And with now, as we launch again in September, we will have even more new families coming in, with families getting diagnosed, and really just people maybe just hearing about us and thinking, okay, my child needs that for social interaction, for understanding, for support, for the families as well, for the parents and the siblings. All of that is vitally important. We get a lot of referrals as well from the Education Authority, from educational psychologists, and even from CAMHS. So we are the point of call, as it were, and it's not really rocket science what we do, but it does work. Our motto is teamwork makes the dream work, and that's it. The clue's in the name. We are a team, and we work together, and we get fantastic results.
In the past, children would have just gone through school without a diagnosis. They would have been seen maybe as just being slightly awkward or uncooperative. The beginning of the Asperger's and autism spectrum goes back quite a way, but it's only really been something that has been used for diagnosis relatively recently. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, I would agree with that, Frank. The diagnosis now, while some families and parents are maybe cautious or unsure of a diagnosis, trust me, that diagnosis will bring support in school and further afield, and it will bring understanding and acceptance. It's not an excuse. It is a diagnosis. But as we say in our family, diagnoses are like labels, and labels are only for jam jars. It won't hinder what your capabilities are going to be, but it will get you the support that you will need to get through the different stages of childhood, teenage years, and into adulthood as well. It is vitally important.
Yeah, and there's some suggestion in what you're saying that some parents feel there's a stigma, and they don't want, though they've got a problem with their child, they don't want him or her to be diagnosed.
They don't want that label, as it were. And that's entirely up to the parent, obviously. However, when your child becomes a teenager and then becomes a young adult, and they're still struggling possibly with mental health, 100% nearly with mental health, they know they're different. And to get that diagnosis really does make a huge change to that individual. At the end of the day, it's about them. You don't have to shout it from the rooftops. You don't have to tell the world, but it does make a difference to that individual's life. It really, really does. It's better to embrace it. You may have Asperger's. It doesn't mean that's all of you, but it's part of you. It won't go away. It's something you will have all your life. So it's better to embrace it and move forward and see what the potential is for your life.
And because of the work that you were doing, you were nominated and indeed you were honoured by the people behind the SuperValue Superstars, who are looking out for young superstars, fundraising superstars, unsung superstars, community group superstars and social enterprise superstars, as well as the overall SuperValue Superstar of 2019. If you go to the SuperValue website, you'll find out more about nominating and taking part in what is now an annual competition. You must have felt very honoured to have been seen as a person making a major contribution to society, Tracy.
Frank, it was incredible. It was a wonderful night in the Titanic Hotel, and even just to be for Team Aspie to be nominated, it was just wow. And last year was very much a year of awards for us. But to actually, to win it, I think I nearly fell off the seat. And it was a fabulous night, and they treated us so wonderfully. It was a really special night. Last year we were also, Team Aspie was the recipients of the Queen's Volunteer Award, which is equivalent to an MBE, and that was just wow as well. So last year was a pretty spectacular year as well.
Well, congratulations and continued success with Team Aspie and the great work that they are doing. If you want to find out more, www.supervalue.co.uk if you'd like to get involved in nominating. Tracy, thanks for coming on. Thank you.